Tom Gruthers. It's your 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder on CKUD 90.3 FM. I'm your captain, and this week it's me and Deadhead Doug. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Captain.
How's it going?
It's going good. Hanging out in my basement. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's good to see you again. Tonight's show is all about who do you think you are, punk? Who do you think you are, Doug? Why do you have this show?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Where does your punk rock history lie?
I think the story as to why I have this show has more to do with my sleeping schedule than anything else. Because it's a lot easier to get radio shows in the middle of the night, which is how we originally started. So,
And if you persevere long enough, you can have a more affable daddy hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I guess I could start off tonight's show if you don't mind. How about I do that? I've got some selections that tell you a little bit about how old I am and where I come from. I come from a place called Oshawa, Ontario, which when I was growing up was very working class, a lot of GM employees and vehicles in town. A real rocker kind of place that had its own punk rock scene even. So we're going to hear something from Oshawa band from the early 90s. Called Starkweather, and we're going to hear some Sonic Youth ahead of that because they were very important to me back then. But for me, everything started with Nirvana.
Yeah.
I mean, think what you want about Nirvana. It's an important touchstone, and through them, I encountered the Stooges and the Pixies. I came at through Nirvana and. Everything else came out of there.
So, yeah. Well, at least Kurt Cobain, he had a broad sense of music.
Exactly. Yeah. He was, and I wanted to emulate him, I guess.
Right on. So, what have you chosen for us?
We're gonna start with Negative Creep, off of Bleach, from 1989, from 1990's Goo, Mildred Pierce by Sonic Youth, and a bit of a cheat from 96. It's Starkweather or Starkweather Fix with Fucked Up. But I used to see them at sort of independent shows in the Schwa circa 91, 92, 93. They were great.
Nice.
Let's hear it.
I'm a
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a period of time, man. When I hear that music, it just takes me right back to the 90s.
That's when it's from.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
unmistakable, though. The fuzziness and there's a bit of a sludge kind of feel to things.
Yeah. It's easy to forget that stuff was like happening in the late 70s, early 80s, but that it took so long to get into the public eye that by the time we hit the 90s, then that became like the grunge soundtrack. Yeah. Flannel. Sorry, that's just the Nirvana side of it. The Sonic Youth side is different too. Well, thank you for that, Graham.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I grew up a little bit later. I was born in the 80s. And grew up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, for those that don't know, and was starting to discover music in the mid to late 90s. I have a memory of when Kurt Cobain died. I think I was still in grade 6, although I'm not 100% sure the dates match up, but I can't remember how old you are when you're in grade 6 and when you're in grade 7. It was either grade 6 or grade 7. And I remember like people were really upset about it, but I wasn't really that into Nirvana at the time. And but I knew about them, obviously. And it would be a few years later that the skate punk scene would take the prairies by storm. And that's basically the music that I was first exposed to in punk. I listened to some oldies stuff. Some of my parents listened to Leonard Cohen all the time, crap like that. Excuse me.
Hey, I mean, some of it is.
He is when your parents listen to him. Right. And then, that stuff. So when I started listening to music outside of that, it was, and outside of the whatever pop radio stuff that you hear, I think the first thing I was exposed to was a cassette from my friend that had like NoFX and Bad Religion on it. But the first punk album that I ever owned and one that I listened to a damn lot was Rancid, Let's Go. And after Rancid I discovered Operation Ivy, and I think those are like
after Rancid.
Yeah, well, there's a connection there, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah.
You know, the half of the band and everything. Yeah, it was afterwards.
See, really into ska, you were a rude boy first.
And it's funny going back to listening to that stuff. The ska songs are very hard to listen to for me now, especially Operation Ivy.
Bad memories, or
it's just hard to listen
to. Not interesting to.
It's just I feel like I don't know if it's guilt. Anyways, we'll listen to this.
I know that I don't know nothing. about you, you'll get out of my way, cause I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Hurt on my shoulder. Going faster. I won't apologize for acting out of line. You see the way I am. You leave anytime you die, God. I'm crazy out of line. Head on my shoulders. Going.
Yep.
We're back.
We're back. And that was Black Flag doing Nervous Breakdown, which was a band. I don't, for whatever reason, Black Flag really like wasn't a passing trend or anything. I still listen to it now. And we were listening to it at the time. I remember the cover of Damage, Henry Rollins punching a mirror. We thought that looked pretty badass. And the music was also badass. Before that, we heard another Black Flag song. I don't know why TV Party is such a dumb song, but it was one of the first songs that I really... I guess because it's less punk song. It's like a entry point.
It's easy to identify with, too, as a 15-year-old.
Exactly. We were all about TV parties. We had that shit on lock. And then before that, well, the first track I played is Operation Ivy. I don't remember
from
what song
your
was.
Rude boy face.
Rude boy, I wouldn't say.
Did you have the pork pie hat and stuff?
You know, I was dressed as a typical Winnipeg teen, looking at, you know. Pretty much like I still dress today, actually. Not a lot has changed in that regard. I might have some, like, slightly better taste, and my pants might be one or two sizes smaller. But... Ooh. Oh yeah, man. We were like, it was all.
You're
think.
Drunk.
But we would go to the. We would go to. No, I haven't. From the same size. That's the thing. Yeah, we go to the Value Village and buy like whatever pants we could find that were.
Oh yeah.
It did. The size didn't really matter. The bigger, the better. Which was ridiculous, but there we go. Anyways,
people. It was the 90s.
Operation Ivy. We heard. We heard. Was that Knowledge that I played? I think so. Yeah, Knowledge. And then after that, we heard Rancid, which is, the first punk album that I owned and was a banging album back then. I don't listen to much Rancid these days. I'm sorry.
There are a lot
I know
people
that
who are really into Rancid.
You have to give respect to Rancid, though. They did collaborate with Buju Banton. Sorry, I'm talking off mic. There's the collaboration with Buju Banton, which was pretty sick, actually.
Right. But they kind of... They kind of forefronted a bit of a kind of a side genre of that 90s punk.
I had a whole record label.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. Hellcat.
Good stuff.
Yeah, take it away, Graham. You have about 30 seconds before your next song starts.
All right. So we're coming up. We're going to hear from a band that I don't think I've ever played on the show, but I've always kind of thought I'd like to stick them in there. Fugazi. Mm. Great Cop from 1993.
Nice. What else are we going to hear?
Your favorite punk band, the Ramones, with I Believe in Miracles live off of Loco Live.
Thank you.
From 1992. And one of my ultimate favorite bands that I still love dearly, desperately, the Boredoms.
Oh, cool.
With Hey Bore Hey. They're so good. I've seen them, I think, 3 or 4 times in concert. And they're just mind-blowing every time. They open for Nirvana at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Nice. Yeah. Let's take it away then.
Okay. Great Cop. Boredoms from Pop Tatari, 1992.
Nice. So tell us about those songs.
Fugazi, I came across in, I think, probably about 93. And then we heard the Ramones live, I believe, in Red Bull. Anyways, the Ramones were incredibly important to me as a young punk. I never met anyone listening to the Boredoms. Anyone.
Yeah, that's...
I was always very alone in my passion for them.
And that was a really good set, Graham. Thank you for that. It also took me through took me back in time. So it's a
I'm
sort of transformational.
To your next set.
Yeah. And speaking of which, the way that I think about the favorite band thing is, but there's sometimes that you encounter a band, you hear a band, and it just it connects with you, and then you're like, what is this music? And you just want more and more. Sometimes you hear a band and you're like, that's cool, I like that band, I'm gonna listen to it. Sometimes like an unstoppable urge to like discover as much about this band as possible. For me, it was kind of that way with the early punk stuff, but then at a certain point somebody passed me a mix CD, I think it was a mix CD at that time, with the Oblivions on it. And that kind of blew my mind. And it's worth noting that we're at this point, chronologically, we're in the early 2000s. And, you know, I think in the year 2000, 2001, the Red Stripes, like, blew up.
The White Stripes?
whatever stripes was happening. Yes, the White Stripes. They blew up. The Strokes, the Hives, as well. The Strokes were all... So there was all this, like, very, like, commercial... I mean, the White Stripes were pretty cool, too. But by the late... By the, like, third album, it was starting to sound, like, pretty produced and everything. So the Oblivions, I was just impressed. You know, it wasn't... It didn't have that, like, sort of sound. It wasn't something that everybody was listening to, either. And it was... It just sounded cool. And I just wanted to be at those shows. And then also the two guitar thing with the instrument switching.
Stripped down, primitive.
Yeah. Anyways, I got hooked on the Oblivions. And that's what we're going to listen to now.
Awesome.
This first one is a song that I covered, actually. And the recording landed us some money from the government. We got a grant by covering an Oblivion song. So thank you, the Oblivions. Here we go with The Leather.
Yeah. liver.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Oblivions.
Yeah.
And needless to say, after listening to that, I had to have more.
Yeah, so. It's infectious.
It is.
Want more.
Yeah.
You need to have more.
Well, Graham, tell us about what's coming up then.
Some more rock and roll punkering.
Is stuff. This is when you did your new wave? No?
No. My new wave... phase was probably when I was about 7 or so.
And during the real New Age movement.
1983. I didn't really like the New Age stuff. I didn't like Duran. But you know what else I didn't like? I didn't like Guns N' Roses. I really didn't like Guns N' Roses.
That you would turn it off if it was on the radio? Or
I just didn't care for it. And maybe it was the guys who were into it or something. I don't know. There were a lot of like bikers and metalers in our town, and they weren't all like cool, you know. A lot of them were really fucked up and into drugs and bad speed and stuff. Underground. Oshawa's always been a very rock and roll kind of town. It's where Steppenwolf were from.
Get out.
Yep. Mars Bonfire went to McLaughlin High School in Oshawa.
I have no idea. The true fathers of heavy metal.
It comes from Oshawa. And I've worked with a guy who went to high school with them at one point. He had some interesting stories. Anyways, rock and roll has played an important part of Oshawa in rock and roll history. All this to say, at a certain point, I got into Crypt Records catalog, and out of it, I really pulled out the New Bomb Turks. We're going to hear Tail Crush from 1993. Pagans, What's This Shit Called Love? And The Mighty Caesars, You Are Forgiven. Let's rock.
Please. Hold on a sec, I'm going to move this.
Yeah, CKUT 90.3 FM is the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder. That was kind of the crypt sampler contingent of my choices for tonight. And I'm going to just throw it over to Doug now to take us up to the top of the hour with whatever he's got in store. What do you got there, Doug?
Yeah, I think that's interesting that you mentioned the crypt sampler, because the band that I played before, Oblivion's, also a crypt record band. And crypt records definitely had a significant impact on my musical taste over that period of time. So much respect.
It's our meeting point, I think.
It probably is, actually. I never thought about it that way, but now that you mention it, yeah, it's the crossing point of our musical tastes.
Teen Generate and Guitar Wolf are in there too, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And was arguably what we were listening to the most when we started the 27th hour. So there you have it. Moving on, another band that I discovered quite late in the game, and it's always shocking when you listen to a lot of music and you discover a band that you've never heard before and they're amazing, but it happens all the time, actually. That's why you got to keep looking for new music. But that band was Dead Moon. When I heard Dead Moon for the first time, again, I had just a feeling that I had to know more about this band, and the more I learned about them, the more I liked them too, actually. They have a very strict DIY ethos. They have done tons of crazy shit, such as just going homesteading in the Yukon with two babies. And it's worth noting that Dead Moon is a band, you know, for the people out there that have kids, Dead Moon was formed after there's this couple that forms the band. Their kids went basically to high school.
Oh, yeah.
So they were already parents and were grandparents for most of the time they were Dead Moon. So there you go. And they also turned down a show with Nirvana, just to bring it back to what we were talking about before.
Full circle, man.
Yeah. They turned down a show with Nirvana to play some shitty dive bar in New Zealand. So much respect. And here is Dead Moon performing Dead Moon Night.
Thanks for listening.
Well, that's a record within the time. I guess I could like share my screen with you and you could like see the time elapsing too.
Ring until you cry.
Does that even work?
My baby on the highway, going in from the cow, never going home, never going home.
You see it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice.
how you see we're recording, so.
Yeah, cool.
I should have done that before, actually. I can still see you, actually. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's better size, actually. Before, your face was too big. Now you're, like, the perfect size to fit it. Yeah, I can stop it. I just thought that maybe if there was something interesting we said, but I'm gonna. Don't you cross the line? Got it from the light. Got it from the light. Evil disaster. Evil my heart. Evil my anger. Evil my die. Evil Mona. Evil good. Evil good. Evil the night.
Thank you.